This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, September 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag commissioners crippled by abandoned land. Walnut production up 5%, and Farm Bill makes Senate's fall to-do list. Legislature approves bill on local pest control costs. The legislature has unanimously passed a measure to waive the local cost share for weed abatement in rural and disadvantaged communities. CDFA's Noxious Weed Program funds county ag commissioners to control weeds, but it requires the local government or agency to shoulder a portion of the cost. Those costs stand to rise exponentially as more investors buy up agriculture land and abandon the crops. In Fresno County, a Canadian pension fund has purchased 7,000 acres and idled the land. According to County Ag Commissioner Melissa Cregan, who testified in a recent state Senate hearing, the pests harbored on the property caused millions of dollars in damage to neighboring fields. Cregan said abatement will cost up to $25 million, more than double her department budget. She's dealing with many other such situations, though on smaller scales. You can read about tech investors buying up ag land in AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. Environmental sport fishing groups file petition to block sites. Several advocacy groups long opposed to new water infrastructure projects have filed a petition opposing the construction of Sites Reservoir. The protest letter to the State Water Board called the proposed project a faded dream of the last century and said it would harm, quote, all those who rely on rivers and fish for their livelihoods and sustenance. They reasoned it would increase greenhouse gas emissions, lead to more harmful algal blooms in the delta, and further diminish bird and fish populations. Walnut production up 5%. A new crop estimate for the California walnut industry is forecast to be 790,000 tons. While the total bearing acres are down 4% from last year, the production forecast is up 5%. That's according to the USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service. The promising harvest will begin this month and extend into November, longer than usual due to cooler temperatures early in the season. According to Robert Verloop, CEO and Executive Director for the California Walnut Commission and the board, the industry faced a very different scenario in 2022. Lingering pandemic effects on the marketplace led to 130,000 tons of inventory, while a blistering September heat wave negatively impacted the entire crop. It resulted in lethargic sales and record low grower returns. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. How technology can help solve agriculture's labor woes. In the latest installment of for our series, The Great Farm and Food Talent Search, AgriPulse examines opportunities for mechanization and artificial intelligence. The costs of technologies are going down and labor costs are going up, leading farmers in all segments of agriculture to eye emerging products. But numerous technological, regulatory, and cost challenges will have to be overcome first. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Farm Bill gets Schumer mention as Senate kicks off. The Senate has kicked off its fall work period, staring at a possible government shutdown and continued uncertainty as to when a farm bill can get to the floor. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made no mention of the farm bill in a letter to colleagues last Friday outlining the Senate's fall priorities, but he did include a passing mention of it in an opening speech on the Senate floor last night. Schumer ticked off a long list of issues the Senate could address this fall, ranging from children's online privacy to FAA reauthorization and a farm bill. Now, the House isn't back in session until next Tuesday. Congress will have to pass a stopgap spending bill by October 1st to keep the government funded when the new fiscal year begins. In the meantime, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said he expects the Senate to start debating the first of its FY24 appropriation bills next week. Plant-based protein sales nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. Plant-based protein sales of the U.S. food service sector have nearly rebounded to pre-pandemic levels, that according to a new report from the Good Food Institute. Sales at food service establishments reached 60 million pounds, or $304 million last year. That compares to 61 million pounds in 2019, with sales at 282 million. Sales dropped to 48 million pounds in 2020. Still, only 10% of U.S. consumers purchased plant-based meat alternatives at a food service location in 2022, and most of those consumers only did so once during the year. GFI research analyst Ben Pierce says this signals a large runway for the plant-based meat category to further expand in the food service sector if products can appeal to more consumers and earn greater loyalty. Trout Unlimited gets funding to restore western watersheds. Trout Unlimited will work with ranchers and other land users in the West to restore watersheds of the region under a five-year, $8.8 million agreement with the Bureau of Land Management. TU says it will reconnect watersheds and habitat for wild and native trout across BLM lands in the West, making these regions more resilient to drought. Among the areas targeted, the Colorado River, the California Great Basin, and Columbia Pacific Northwest River systems. Finally, here's today's He Said It. By the end of this month, the House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, all must get on the same page about keeping the government open and avoiding a pointless shutdown. A shutdown that will hurt just about every single American. A shutdown that, of course, shouldn't happen. That Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, September 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.